Cumulative Review 3. Exercise 1. Speaker 1.
When we got our new satellite TV package, it had lots of movie and documentary channels, which are what we mostly watch. We didn't bother going for the more expensive packages. Those had a lot of extra sports channels, but, I mean, if you know you won't be watching much sport, why pay extra? It was a bit annoying when they informed us that they had to drill a few holes in the walls for the cables that come down from the new satellite dish on the roof. But we put up with that minor inconvenience. Anyway, by the end of this month, we'll have had the dish for about 3 months. For nearly all that time, we've been very happy with it. But I turned on the TV recently to watch one of my favourite documentaries, and there was a message recommending that I phone the service provider to unlock the channel. It was the same with several other channels we watched, so I called them. An annoyingly cheerful lady informed me that if we wanted to watch those channels from now on, we'd have to pay for their gold service. But that's just not fair. I feel we've been misled. When we agreed to have the service installed, we chose it because of the channels we could watch. And now those channels have changed.
Speaker 2.
I ordered some things 2 weeks ago on a popular shopping website. The money was taken straight away, but the products haven't been sent. I contacted the seller first, but they wouldn't reply. So then I decided to contact the website that they sell through. But could I find a way to contact them? No. I spent a good deal of time looking through their help pages, combing screen after screen for a link that said, "Contact us," but I just couldn't find one. It really annoyed me because I had a lot of other things to do. And I object to having to spend this much time doing something that should be really easy. In the end, I did find a link to email them, but it was so difficult to come across that I don't know if I could find it again. I hope I'll have had a reply from the website by the end of this week, but I'm still waiting for one. And my goods still haven't been sent.
Speaker 3.
You can't get onto Facebook or Twitter this weekend, and there's also been a marked decrease in the speed of the internet all week, often for a whole day. It isn't as if an undersea cable has suddenly been damaged or a satellite has gone down. What it comes down to is the government's desire to control our access to information. There were big protests around the country last week, so they'll no doubt have slowed the internet to stop people finding out what's going on. But it's our right, as citizens of a so-called democracy, to know what's happening. Several major websites have been banned recently too. It's comical, really. Do they actually think that they can shut down every website that disagrees with their worldview? From now on, I'll be connecting to a proxy server more often when I go online. A proxy server is a server that hides your IP address, your online identity, and location. So it looks like you're surfing the web from South Africa or Thailand, and not from your home country. In this way, you can access websites that your country has banned. The government is fooling itself if it actually thinks it can stop the flow of information. That would be a bit like going to the beach and trying to stop the tide coming in.
Speaker 4.
Do you get a lot of updates on your computer? I do. I understand the importance of security updates, but most of the things that laptops automatically download are things that you don't actually need, like new versions of programs that you rarely use. Over time, these can slow down your system. Even more annoyingly, your laptop can warn you that you have to restart right away to install an update when you're right in the middle of doing something important at work. I'm a photographic artist, and one time I was working on a photo in Photoshop. I'd already spent a lot of time on it when I went downstairs to the kitchen to get a cup of coffee. When I came back, my machine had rebooted automatically to install an update. It meant that all my work, which hadn't yet been saved, was lost. I remember I found it hard not to scream. Anyway, a friend of mine has now shown me how to switch off automatic updates. It's actually very easy. Just type Update in the Start menu, then select Change Settings. I admit I should have known that before, but at least I'll never lose a piece of my artwork again.
Speaker 5.
Where would we be without social media? It's the only way to stay in touch these days, and I've linked up with friends from my old school that I haven't seen in years. I also use it to promote my band's concerts. But these days I'm spending more and more time on social media. It's starting to take a great deal of time out of my day. And it's not as if you can just check out one site either. I've got my Facebook page and my LinkedIn account, and then there's Instagram, not to mention the several WhatsApp groups I'm in. It just takes ages to follow everything that people have posted. Last week, a friend of mine came second in an important swimming championships, and I completely missed her post. I think she was a little hurt that I hadn't posted a comment or congratulated her, but I just didn't know about it. I'll be following her posts more carefully in the future. But sometimes it really annoys me when people expect you to like everything they put online. I mean, do I have to like every selfie people post? Or like the fact that someone's having dinner somewhere? I think I'll have to be more selective in the future about what posts I check and comment on.